This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the issues lawmakers are debating as the session enters its second month.
Presenting Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 58.
Tuesday morning, the Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee heard testimony on Senate Concurrent Resolution 58, which urges the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency to build a new facility in the city of St. Louis. Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis is the sponsor.
The site's a proper site. It can be maintained to be a secure site. It meets all of the needs of the NGA.
During discussion, Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin said it's mandatory to keep the NGA in Missouri.
If there's something out there that we're missing, please, whatever you got to do, go get it and we'll back you up.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 58 has been voted due pass by the panel and now moves to the Senate for future debate.
We had two available sentencing options on the books.
Disregard reasonable belief and make it a probable cause.
On Tuesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee heard several bills that relate to use of deadly force. Committee Chair Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsors Senate Bill 661, which seeks to change a provision specifying when law enforcement officers are justified in using deadly force.
I'll point out that the Tennessee Garner case was handed down in 1985, so we're 30 years late doing this.
Another is Senate Bill 726, sponsored by Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis.
What we're trying to do right now is align the state of Missouri's constitution with Tennessee versus Gardner's Supreme Court ruling.
Both Senate Bills 661 and 726 await final committee action.
Senate Bill 851 is the helmet.
The same holds true for Senate Bill 851, a measure that would allow qualified motorcycle riders to operate motorcycles without protective headgear under certain conditions. The proposal is sponsored by Senator Dan Brown of Rolla.
We probably aren't going to ever legislate common sense or morality, so I think this kind of falls under that category. You know, how far does this thing go?
During discussion, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City mentioned Missouri already has some laws similar to helmet rules in place.
For texting and driving, we profile, unless that law has changed and I haven't recognized it. The law that we have on the books when it comes to driving and texting, we're profiling based on how old you look.
Senate Bill 851 was heard in the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on Wednesday morning. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.